We are going to continue down. We might go a little past 5 today, everyone, and I do apologize. We're going to move to our finalizations, 15. These are our fisheries finalizations, and we are going to go one at a time in terms of when we take these into consideration. Do we have Jake? Is he going to be with us today?
Yes, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Jake. So I'll let you just take it from here and how you want to go through those.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, good afternoon. Jake Davis, Fisheries Program Administrator. Just be covering our fisheries finalizations. So these were discussed at the July Commission meeting, have been part of the public comment period since then. The first one we're going to cover is going to be page 41 and 42 of your Commission book. Looking at the general provisions chapter, really the first part is call it more of a clarification, but we're just simply adding some language in administrative rule that lines up with South Dakota codified law in regards to license requirements of a landowner on land that on a man-made impoundment. And so really just talking about the license requirements there. So really not much of a change, just more again, just a clarification to line up with codified law. The second portion of this recommended change would be to allow invasive carps, which would be silver and big heads, and then rough fish to be taken by dip nets. The reason for this would simply be those are species that aren't generally encountered with traditional hook and line. We do feel there's an opportunity to increase utilization of these fish with dip nets. And so because of that, that's why we're looking to make that change. But it's going to be specific, again, to invasive carp, which would be silver and big heads, and then rough fish. And then the addition of method of take would be dip nets. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions if anybody has any.
Very good. Any questions for Jake as we look at 15A, general provisions? Any comments? I'd like to move forward on each of these as we go along so we keep everything straight. So I'd like to have the commission take action on this particular one. So we need a motion. Did you make a motion? Moved by Commissioner Cole. We need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 15A is approved. Thank you, Jake, if you would like to keep going.
Thank you, Madam Chair. 15B, page 43 and 44 of the Commission Handbook, looking for a proposal where we're actually going to repeal administrative rule, but what we're simply doing is trying to make things more concise by moving the cost of a hoop entrapment license and also a set line license within the fishing license fees chapter. So we're not changing any fees. We're just trying to put everything in the same spot, if you will. And then additionally, what we're looking to do is within that set line, we made a change recently where you can use float lines within that set line license. It's simply one license, a set line license, but we want to clarify that you can use 10 float lines with the set line license. So that's what we have in front of you for 15B. Again, happy to take any questions.
Any questions on 15B? Any comments?
Moved to approve.
Moved to approve by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner
Locken.
Thank you, sir. Any questions or comments on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Very good. We'll move to 15C.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. This will be on page 45, 46 of your Commission Handbook, looking at the Fish Limits chapter. This would be creating a catch and release season for lake sturgeon. Currently within South Dakota, there is no fishing season for sturgeon. However, Lake Sturgeon and Big Stone Lake are in year 9 of a 20-year reintroduction program. It's a joint effort with Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Currently, Minnesota legally licensed anglers of Minnesota have an opportunity to pursue lake sturgeon in this catch and release season. Our self-put anglers do not. So our goal is to create a catch and release season for lake sturgeon, just in Big Stone, that would allow South Dakota anglers to target lake sturgeon the same way that a licensed angler in Minnesota can. Our staff has worked very closely and very well with Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. This population is really trending positively, and we think there's an opportunity there to allow our anglers to target lake sturgeon in a catch-release base basis the same way that legally licensed anglers in Minnesota can.
Very good. Any questions? Comments? Move to approve by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. We'll continue on to 15D.
Thank you very much. This will be on pages 47 to 49 of your commission handbook. So in this case here, what we're looking to do is increase the number of paddlefish tags on Lake Francis Cays from 350 to 500, an increase of 150. This is a season that we have a lot of interest in, to be honest. The interest outweighs the opportunity. We have a lot of users that put in and don't receive this tag on an annual basis. When we look at the population data we have, the management objectives, we feel there's an opportunity that we could increase these tags by 150, put more users out in the field, and still have no negative impact to the population. So with that, be happy to take any questions on Lake Francis Cays and the paddlefish.
Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
What is the success ratio on this on these paddlefish? The ones that we've had, and we're moving up to this amount, but what is the success on them?
Through the chair?
Yes, please.
So, Commissioner, so our success has averaged around 53% over the last number of years since 2012 as far as harvest success, but not every fish that is snagged, for example, is going to be harvested. But again, what we've seen is that when we put the number of tags out there, we have a harvest threshold of 400 fish we feel is a comfortable number that won't impact that population. But we're not reaching that number. And if we see that similar level of harvest by adding 150 additional tags, we'll still be below that threshold of 400 fish annually.
Very good. Thank you. I'd move for adoption.
Did you have a question, Commissioner Beese?
A little bit off this proposal here, Jake, but has there been any talk about adding a season for below Oahe? I've been having reports of pretty good-sized paddlefish being caught there, and then some divers I've talked to have been seeing a lot of paddlefish there in the tail races and stuff.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Yes, Commissioner Beese, it's certainly a population that's been in discussion, but it's a population, I'd say it's in its infancy. We're building that population, and there may be the potential for a recreational fishery in Lake Sharp, but we're not quite at that point yet. But again, that population, and you're right, we're hearing reports, our staff are seeing those fish. It is certainly growing and trending the right way. So we'll see where it takes us, but we'll kind of let that data tell us where to go.
Very good. Motions. Moved by Commissioner White. Second by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. We'll continue on down to 15E.
Very good. Thank you very much. This will be on page 50 and 51 of your commission handbook. Looking at the spearing chapter. So the change, the proposed change here would be to allow rainbow trout to be speared within the Black Hills Fish Management Area. Currently, right now, spearing is allowed within the Black Hills Fish Management Area, but not for salmon, it's trout and salmon. That being said, outside of the Black Hills Fish Management Area, during the open season, rainbow trout can be speared. The staff looked at this as an opportunity to increase user ability to harvest put and take fish. What I mean by that is these fish are stocked with the idea that they're going to be harvested and returned to the angler. More fish will be stocked. There's no natural reproduction or recruitment. We don't rely on these fish to do anything other than return to the angler. So again, this would be specific to rainbow trout and also specific to reservoirs within the Black Hills Fish Management Area. Be happy to take questions on it.
Any questions or comments? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmer. Yeah, thank you. I've kind of been thinking about this one ever since it came up, so I kind of just wanted public input. And I did find, although it wasn't as hotly disputed as the lion issue, there were quite a few folks that did weigh in, and there were a significant amount that were against this proposal. And And two, with my own, you know, it's fascinating with the work you guys do. It's so impressive, the statistics, the data, you know, what we're utilizing natural resources to even create this opportunity with rainbow trout. But, you know, it does come at a cost, and a lot of that, you know, it's a catch and release program. It's, I think it's, you know, it's wonderful, it's justified and all those things. But when it comes to the spearing, there's no catch and release element to that, and so it's just pure cost. And this just doesn't, to me, seem a species that we should put on the line for that. And with that, I don't support moving this one ahead. I'm not sure how the rest of you feel.
Any additional questions or comments? Commissioner Beese.
I do agree with Commissioner Whitmire on this. I don't think there's, I know people that spearfish in these lakes and stuff, and there's plenty of different fish there that they've been targeting, and it's gone well. And I just don't agree with adding trout to that list.
Additional comments? I would add my two cents that I concur with what has been said so far. We did get several comments on this one, a few phone calls that folks just don't feel that we should be spearing the trout, and so I will not be supporting this one either. With that, we need a motion, second, or additional comments at this time. Motion to deny by Commissioner Springs.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is denied. Thank you. We will move on to 15F.
Thank you. Excellent. This will be page 52 and 53 of the Commission Handbook, dealing with the bait chapter. So this is, again, probably more of a clarification more than anything. We do define what legal bait species are, but what we're looking to do here is better define the ways that you can take those legal bait species for non-commercial use. So simply adding some language that references another administrative rule on the method of take. Additionally, we have one term in there we'd like to remove, referring to minnow traps. We don't have regulations, we remove some of the language as far as size restrictions. So there really is no minnow trap per se. So we just want to remove the word minnow to make it better fit what a trap could be. So again, this is probably more of a clarification of anything. But with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Jake. Any questions? We need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bartley. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Thank you, Jake. Anything else that we need to know at this time?
I don't believe so, unless there's anything else for me, but thank you.
Very good. Thank you. We're going to go to 16. Andrew Norton was with us earlier. Is he joining us again virtually? Turkey and antelope draw finalization, number 16 on today's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon again, Commissioners. Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. So this was the exact same as the proposal from the second reading that I presented last month for the finalization here for the change to the turkey and antelope draw. I'll just quick provide a summary of what the change entails. It's simply changes the third draw from what previously both residents and non-residents could apply for up to 5 licenses, and now it limits that to 1. So the intent of this is to distribute more licenses to more individuals. I know there was some concern last month, and I think there was a few additional comments that came in this month in regards to the misconception that this would provide more opportunity for non-residents. That wouldn't be the case. Of the nearly 1,300 people by the third draw that did not have a license, over 800 were residents, and about 467 to be exact, were non-residents. So, in fact, what it's doing is those more non-residents that applied that didn't have a license in the third draw would now have less competition because everyone can only put in one license. I will add that non-residents are also limited in the first two draws to 8% of the licenses available West River and 0% East River. So that's a total of only 4.5% of spring turkey licenses. So really, again, the intent of this was to provide more opportunity for people getting their second, third license, et cetera, by providing only one choice there in the third draw rather than four or five like they could before. Other than that, I can take any questions, but no changes to the proposal that has been out for 2 months now.
Any questions for Andrew? Commissioner Bies.
Commissioner Bies here. So when you go to that third draw and you can only get one, will the drawings keep going on until all the licenses are sold, or is it quit after the third draw, no matter how many sold?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
So the third draw is just run once, as are the first and second draw. They run that, and then people are either successful or unsuccessful. So after the third draw, someone could have up to two licenses, and then it would go into the fourth draw, and that's what we refer to as over-the-counter, where there's unlimited applications allowed then.
Additional questions or comments? I will say we have received some email, some text, some phone calls on this one with some folks for or against. We've had good conversation here as a commission the last two times we've come together. I think giving more folks the opportunity for those licenses is a good move, and I support that, so I will be supporting the idea to move forward with this. With that, if we don't have any more questions or comments, we do need a motion and a second.
Also
moved by Commissioner Bartling, seconded by Commissioner Bies. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved. Very good. Thank you, Andrew. And with that, folks, it's a little after 5 o'clock. We've had a long, good day of discussing the items for the citizens of South Dakota. We will take a recess, or be at ease, however we want to say it, until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks, everyone.